The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's another beautiful Thursday. Hello, good morning. Welcome to this episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. It's a quick recap of transactions at the Nigerian equity market on Wednesday. The Nigerian stock market closed higher yesterday, making it 4 straight gains in the last 4 trading days, adding 444 billion naira to the market cap in the process. The All-Share Index on Wednesday rose by 0.34%, so closed at 47,367.31 points, away from the previous close of 47,205.03 points. The market capitalization soared by 0.34% to close at 25.536 trillion naira, away from the last close of 25.449 trillion naira on Tuesday. Aggregate volume of traded stocks closed at 391.9 million units, up by 59.68%, while the value of traded stocks grew by 9.95 billion in 5,419 deals. The market breadth closed positive as 31 stocks gained, while 16 stocks declined in their share prices. Mayer led the gainers list with 9.56% growth, closing at 1 naira 49 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 36 kobo. Ikeja Hotel, Cavington, and Union Bank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.24%, 6.78%, and 6.56% respectively. Suno Assurance, Telling Bank, and Unilever, among other price decliners, shed 7.69%, 6%, and 4.51% respectively. Going on a quick break now. When I return, we'll be talking about insurance. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Hello, good morning, sir. It's great to have you on the program this morning.
Yes, good morning. It's a pleasure.
All right, thank you for coming to us. Our audience would like to meet you. Kindly introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Tony Okafor, and I'm the group head retail for Universal Insurance PLC.
All right, sir. For some of us who do not understand what insurance is all about, kindly educate us, please.
Well, in the simplest terms, I'll say insurance consists of you, the customer, paying the company, the insurance company, a fee to protect you from the risk of financial loss. You can purchase insurance policies for a variety of risk, but the most common ones are auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, and then insurance for your businesses. Actually, insurance is a pooling of risk where the insurance company pools various risks together to now take care of the unfortunate few. So basically, insurance is a normal contract that has all the elements of a contract. The offer, the acceptance, the consideration, which is the premium, you know, and what happens is whenever the peril that you insured against happens to crystallize, then the insurance company will come and put you back in the position you were just before the loss.
All right, retail insurance, what's it all about and what does it cover?
Well, basically, retail insurance means like a general insurance product that is provided. And that it provides for individuals and for maybe small businesses. So that's what retail insurance is. It's a normal insurance, but however, it is targeted at individuals rather than corporate organizations. It is targeted at individuals and people who have small businesses. So that's what retail insurance is all about.
All right, Sam. Do you mind telling us the differences between retail insurance and other conventional insurance?
Well, basically, like I said earlier, the retail insurance is different because it actually looks at the needs of individuals. You know, the regular insurances looks at corporations, looks at big organizations. You talk of the oil and gas, you you talk of manufacturing, you talk of all these big different sectors of the economy, that's the conventional insurance. But for retail now, retail specifically looks at individuals. Okay, what is the need of the different individuals that we have in society? And then bring these products to be affordable for this class of people. So that's what retail is.
All right, sir. So under retail insurance, what are these products under retail insurance?
Well, for us at Universal Insurance, we have so many retail products. But maybe I'll just mention a few here. We have things like the shop insure. Then the shop insure actually takes care of shop owners and shop renters who have rented shops. You know, so what happens now is that in case there's any, if there's any loss as a result of fire or burglary, you know, that insurance takes care of such shop owners. You know, we also have the keke pass. What the keke pass takes care of accidents in case of the keke riders, if they have accidents and they are injured and they need medical treatment or they are permanently disabled or death takes place. You know, that's what the keke pass covers. We also have the Okada pass, which takes care of the Okada. The Okada, in addition to taking care of their personal accident in case they get injured and all that, it also takes care of the goods they carry. You know, these days we have a lot of dispatch riders, you know, who convey goods from the keke pass also takes care of such risk. We also have what we call the unipersonal insurance. Unipersonal insurance actually takes care of individuals for their personal accident and personal indemnity. What it does, in case you have an accident or you damage someone's property accidentally while you're doing your regular day-to-day business. So that's what the unipersonal covers. And then we also have what we call the school fees protection plan. As the name implies, it's a plan that protects students in case their parents or guardians die or is permanently disabled while they are in school. So what happens now is that the insurance company will now take over the payment of school fees until that child finishes school. So these are just a few. I just said, let me mention. We have so many others.
See, I'm planning for my days in retirement. What type of insurance should I consider to retire in comfort?
Well, if you're planning for your retirement, there are a number of policies you need to take care of. Now, some of these policies include, for example, you can take what we call investment-linked life policies. Now, what investment-linked life policies are, they are policies where you save for the future. So investment-linked life policies are good for retirement. And then we have also annuities. You could also have annuities where you'll be saving money. Then when you retire, the insurance company now starts paying you some kind of salary till death. So annuity is also good for retirement. Also, you need to also have your home insurance for those who already have houses, so that they have a situation where there's a fire and their house got fire, and then they'll start thinking of how to start looking for money to build houses again. So they need to also have home insurance. And generally, for those who also have children who are still in school, who have not finished while they are about to retire, they could also take things like the educational endowment. So what that does is to save up money for the children's school fees when they at a later date.
All right, sir. We know that Nicom has done a lot to educate Nigerians on the need to have insurance. But a part of the general public still see insurance from a negative perspective, that insurance don't pay claims. Has any progress been made in doing away with this erroneous belief that if I put all my money into insurance, at the end of the day, they come up with one story or the other and I end up not getting paid? What has Universal done to encourage people to put their money into insurance?
Well, truth be told, I keep telling people that this is this kind of thing that people have is actually a myth. You find that most of people that are saying this have never taken one form of insurance or the other. For example, if you can check the internet and check for 2021, 224 billion naira was paid out in claims by insurance companies in Nigeria. This 224 billion went to people. You know? So this is to show you how insurance companies pay claims. We actually pay lots of claims. And these days, what we'll do now, what we try to do is to advertise is to publicize some of these claims that are paid. So these are some of the things we do to try to make people to come out of that myth. But the truth be told, most of the people that you're saying this are people who have never taken insurance at one time or the other.
All right, Sam. You mentioned quite a number of products under the retail products. How does this product impact the common man?
Yeah. Now, I'll give you a good example. You find that you always hear that one fire gets fire. You know, you go to this market, you hear this has happened, and they start calling out to government to come and assist them. In actual sense, if they had this insurance, like what we call the shop insurance, this would be a problem, because once there is such a situation, they just come back to the insurance company, and the insurance company is able to give them a bulk sum to enable them to start their business afresh. So it helps them to reduce the loss, if not eliminate the loss. So this is what the kind of thing that that insurance does, that the retail insurance does for individuals. Same with the Keke Pass and Okada Pass, shows of people who have accidents. When you have accidents with your bike, you know, we will come in, apart from taking care of your treatment, we'll also help you to fix your Keke or your bike. So these are the kind of things that that insurance does, you know, for the public.
All right, sir. There are quite a number of insurance companies in Nigeria. As a normal Nigerian, as a common Nigerian, let me put it that way, why do I have to choose universal insurance over other insurance companies?
Well, first and foremost, we are well experienced. We've been on for over 60 years, and we are waxing stronger and stronger every day. We pay our claims promptly, and we are also customer friendly. And one thing you also need to know is our word is our bond.
All right, sir. Before you go, sir, retail insurance in Nigeria, what are the challenges facing them?
Well, generally, some of the challenges I see that is facing retail insurance is, one, for example, capital outlay. You find that a lot of insurance companies prefer to do the conventional insurance because that brings bulk money into the system. You know, retail, as the word implies, the money trickles in. So it's not as if it comes in bulk. So you find that, and you find that a lot of insurance companies find it difficult to invest a lot to really solidify their retail department. So I think that's one of the challenges we're having. Another challenge we're having is human capital. You find out that a lot of people don't want to work under the retail sector because, you know, in the retail, number one, most times we use things like agency. And in agency, you don't really pay people salaries. What they do is what they work is from there they earn commissions that they earn, that they do for a living. Most people want salaried jobs, you know. So these are part of the things that the challenges that retail is facing. Then also poverty in the side of the customers. You find that there's a lot of poverty in the land. And because of that poverty, people don't think about insurance. The first thing they're thinking of is how to eat. So it's after they're eating well before they start talking of insurance. So that's one of the reasons also why we have poor penetration in the country, or insurance penetration in the country. Also awareness. As you know, we have very little awareness in the country, although the insurance companies are doing a lot in that area to bring awareness to people. We also need to start going to the rural areas and all that to also let people to know that these things exist and they help. Now, also, people don't trust insurance. A lot of people still don't trust insurance, just like what you said earlier. People don't really trust insurance. So we're also doing a lot to see how we can get people to come to trust insurance. One other major problem is religious fanaticism. You know, you find that a lot of people keep saying, you ask people to come and do insurance, they say, don't worry, God will cover the my things, and God will not allow such things to happen, God forbid, you know, and some people say, my life is covered by the blood of Jesus. You hear such things. So they're forgetting that they need to still take care of things for themselves. So these are some of the challenges being faced by the retail.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for that, sir. What other things do you think people should know about insurance?
Well, basically, what people need to know about insurance is that insurance is not really an expensive venture. A lot of people think insurance is for the big men and so on and so forth, but it's actually for everybody. There's insurance for everybody. Whatever you want, just let the insurer know. Let them know what exactly you want and what you can afford. And based on that, I'm sure they'll be able to get you something that will be suitable. Also, you need to know that insurance companies pay claim. And if for any reason you don't get paid, there are people like NICOM and NIA for you to go to and lay your report and be sure that it will be attended to seriously.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Okafor, for your time on the program this morning. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have come to the end of today's retirement episode. I do hope you consider an insurance product associated with saving and getting paid salary for life after you've retired. Until tomorrow, when I shall be coming your way again, same time, same station, I mean yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. So have a great Thursday. Bye for now.